This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Communities across Colorado will start receiving their first batch of opioid settlement money in the coming weeks. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Southern Colorado, including Pueblo and the San Luis Valley, will get almost $3 million. Denver will get more than $4 million. And Larimer County will get $2 million. This is the first round of grants from settlement money that came from lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies. A council with various local government representatives decided where the money goes and how much each area of the state gets based on overdose deaths, the number of prescriptions written, and other measures gauging how each community was affected by the opioid crisis. Communities from across the state can apply for funding for the next 18 years. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A Denver police officer was injured and another person is dead after a shooting in Broomfield Thursday. Denver police were investigating a homicide around 3 p.m. when they found the suspect in his vehicle. Broomfield police spokeswoman Rachel Haslett says the suspect crashed his car and tried to steal another car.
When that was not successful, that person left on foot and fired shots at the Denver officers.
Haslett says the officers returned fire, killing the suspect. The injured police officer is expected to recover. Colorado Springs City Council has approved a settlement of at least $100,000 with a woman who attended a Black Lives Matter protest in the summer of 2020. KRDO reports Tara Hottam sued the city, saying she was hit in the face with pepper spray by Colorado Springs police despite posing no threat to police officers.